Hey everybody, it's the Brian Jude Show, and today is Wednesday, November 3rd, 2010. Welcome to November, and it's 10:37 a.m. And I am currently walking through the streets of Garfield, New Jersey, which is just the town over from where I live in Passaic, subbing today at the Bergen Arts and Science Charter School, where I recently had recorded an episode. And I think I'm going to walk slower, because I noticed every time I do one of these walking and talking things, I always tend to run out of breath. I have a very quick pace when I walk. Just, I don't know, maybe my type A personality, I don't know, maybe it's the fact that, you know, I don't like to dawdle. Want to get from point A to point B, but yeah, I've always admired Frank Nora from the Frank Nora Show on the Overnightscape Underground. If you don't know what that is, you should check out onsug.com, where you can find Frank Nora Show, the Brian Jude Show, and some other great shows, which I'll reference in just a little bit. But I've always admired Frank's ability to walk and talk and still sound great. I feel like every time I walk and talk, I sound like I'm running out of breath, and I'm panting, you know. And I'm not that out of shape, but I've actually been losing a lot of weight lately. As I reported a few episodes back, doctor wanted me to lose weight because I had some high blood sugar issues. I think I am losing weight because I've noticed my wedding ring easily slips off my finger, sometimes when I don't want it to. I hope that's a sign of losing weight and nothing else, but nah, my marriage is good. My marriage is great. I'm very, very happy for that. But anywho, I was actually planning on finishing listening to the most recent episode of Escapist Radio, where he was interviewing the House on Haunted Hill. Very interested in that. I listened to about maybe 20 minutes of that last night. Recently listened, and you can find the Escapist Radio on the Overnightscape Underground. And also listened to the most recent edition yesterday of Spare Time Radio with Wayne Reichert. He was talking about, he addressed me directly. Wayne had said, what can I do about bringing movies from the past back into screens? I have no connections to do that whatsoever, but of course, if you listen to the episode just before this, I talked about just that, Back to the Future, which isn't that old. It's 25 years, but yeah, so that might be before a lot of people's lifetimes, certainly not before mine or Wayne's. So sometimes that happens, Wayne. See, maybe you attracted Back to the Future. Who knows? Who knows? So anyway, like I said, I was planning on listening to the Escapist Radio. However, I looked into my backpack and realized that I have left my headphones at home, which kind of sucks because I'm going to have to walk home later today. It's about an hour walk, which, you know, is really good when you want to lose weight. But right now, as it turns out, I have to walk to the bank, Chase Bank here in Garfield, because there's some paperwork that the school neglected to get from me that has to be notarized, and they needed that right away. And fortunately, I have about a 3-hour break before I have to teach my next class. I only had two classes really today. Both were double periods though. So it's sixth grade and then fifth grade science, teaching the kiddies about energy, kinetic energy, potential energy, things like thermal energy, nuclear energy, sound energy. So it was lots of fun. I think one of the only real differences I've noticed between sixth grade and third grade is that the kids are just bigger. Maybe a little bit more mature, but both groups of kids are extremely intelligent and extremely talkative. Very smart, they just don't have the intelligence to shut up when they're supposed to be listening. Maybe that's just a, that noise you hear, by the way, is the engine of an ambulance. There's a woman across the street being put into an ambulance via a stretcher. I don't know why, but let's pause for a moment and send positive healing energies to this woman to make sure that whatever she's going through, she comes out of quickly and is okay. Loving thoughts to this one whom I don't know. Anywho, where was I? I lost my train of thought. That's all right. They just don't seem to have the ability to know when to keep quiet. Go figure. But anywho, I have to walk to the bank, which is about a 10-minute walk each direction. But then I've got this 3-hour break until 1:15, and then I've got to teach another double period, and then I'm done for the day. And then I get to walk the same path back home, only instead of 10 minutes, it'll be for 60 minutes. So that's a good 1 hour and 20 minutes worth of walking. I know it's nothing in comparison to what Manny the Mailman does on a daily basis. Manny, of course, who has his show Special Delivery with Manny the Mailman on the Overnightscape Underground. See, there's all these great shows on the Overnightscape Underground. Onsug.com. And actually, you know what I've been meaning to tell you about? If you want to find a particular show, Frank Nora created show pages for everybody. Actually, I don't think I've seen mine, but somewhere on there's a button you can click and you can bring up a page for a particular show. I do know that every show has categories attached to it. So if you go to onsug.com and you look on the right-hand side, you can look for Brian. And any show that's marked with the category Brian will come up. Usually, it's all the Brian Jude show and any other thing that I might put up there. Like, for example, Manny the Mailman and I did a show together. We did the Manny and Brian show, just one episode. So that's under there. And I believe a few other people have tagged me, too, when they talk about me. I'm 95% sure that Wayne Reichert has tagged me in some of his episodes. Neil from Ireland. No, I don't think Neil has. No, but you know what? I have the episode that Neil did a substitute job for me where he hosted an episode of The Brian Jude Show. So that's under Neil and Brian. Neil from Ireland, of course, does Out of My Head. Or is it Out of Your Head? I don't know. It's Over Your Head. Over Your Head. That's it. His main show is called Into Your Head, but he does a show specifically for the Overnightscape Underground every once in a while called Over Your Head. I don't know. Too many head games, I think. Speaking of head games and speaking of work and all sorts of odd jobs, because I came to realize, you know, it's like, I wonder if one of the reasons why I can't seem to get things focused in my life is I am doing too much. It's part of this mentality I have that says I've got to work really hard to make money, and so I'm working all these different crazy jobs, and it's keeping my focus away from things I need to be focused on. So I've been making more of a conscious effort, even though I'm doing all these crazy jobs, to put more of a focus on my career and the progress on The Miracle Man, which I'll talk about soon. I hinted at that the last episode, but I'll talk about that more today, I guess. I'm almost at the bank here. But let's see. Yesterday, I spent the entire day outdoors. It was election day here in the United States of America, where, to quote Mojo Nixon, you can vote for one fool or another, and, you know, hope that it makes a difference. But what I was doing is something called exit polling. That's where I ask surveys of people. They write down these multiple choice answers on a piece of paper and put them in a box, and that's supposed to be how... here comes another ambulance. I don't know if it's related to the woman they just saw, but I don't think it is. Anyway, I'm at the bank, so I'm probably going to shut this recording off. Let's get my piece of paper notarized. All right, talk to you soon. Okay, it's 11:23 a.m. now. Took some time at the bank because I have a business account here for my production company, Dragon Rider Productions, and stopped in, I forget why I stopped in a few weeks ago, but the folks here decided that they're very personable, unlike some of the other Chase banks that I've been to, but they started showing me all sorts of some neat things for my business account, like creating invoicing, and then they wanted to show me how to do payroll, which I thought would be kind of neat. I actually did have a few paychecks that I had to send out recently. However, the day that they're going to show me the payroll, I had to leave because I had a bus to catch. And then I've been trying to hook up with this one guy here and have not had the ability to do so. So I decided to find out if he was here while I got the notary thing done. Turns out my contact here is on vacation, but somebody else took care of me, and or at least tried to. We had some technical difficulties, and after about a half hour, I realized that this whole payroll thing was just not going to happen today. But I'll come back another day and take care of it then. But meanwhile, I had a lovely chat with this girl, Vanessa, talking about family planning and things like that. Jacob has expressed interest, actually, for quite a long time in being a big brother. We had cousins. My wife's cousin, Gina, and her husband, Mike, had twins born about a week and a half ago. And a boy and a girl, twins. So Jacob got to see his new cousins. He saw them again, I think I spoke about this the other day, Halloween. And I got to meet them for the first time. It's very, very cool, but, you know. And, you know, my wife and I, of course, not getting any younger, so I think the time may be coming soon where we have to expand the family. So it's good talking about that kind of thing, I guess. But anywho, I was talking to you before about exit polling. And this is an interesting experience. This is through Edison Research, which is the company that I had done the work in the mall for. You know, the surveys. If you listen to the Manny and Brian show, which you could find on the Overnight Scape Underground, and you could also find on ryanjudeshow.blogspot.com. It was one of the crazy odd jobs that I was working. So Edison Research, one of their big things is doing exit polls on election day. And I don't know, I have my theories about politics. And, you know, I know Frank Nora has his as well. And, you know, they're kind of similar in line. I think this is why a lot of us on the Overnight Scape Underground, you know, tend to listen to each other's shows. I think we're all of similar mindsets. And the thing I think is that, you know, there's so much behind the scenes that are unseen. And I think most of what we see in politics is for show. You know, 2 years ago, everyone was so upset with the Republican Party and George Bush and, you know, all these wars and yada, yada, yada. And along comes Barack Obama, the new hope. And, you know, they have to politicize and polarize, really, is the word I'm looking for, the two parties. And all these Democrats came out in droves to elect the new president, who won by a landslide. And, of course, once he gets in, what happens? Not a heck of a lot. I know there's a website out there, if you see it on Facebook perhaps, or do a Google search, WTF has Barack Obama done. I'm not gonna say the actual URL, but you get the hint. It actually lists a lot of his accomplishments, which I took a look at last night, and a lot of them are pretty darn good, I think. But I just feel like, you know, if he has all these great accomplishments, they haven't really been, you know, it's like there's no PR for this, you know? yeah, I didn't know he did all this kind of stuff, you know? It's like you don't hear about this stuff, you know? All you hear about for the past 2 years is all these conservatives who are, you know, irritated at, you know, what the Obama administration is doing. And they're also teed off at the past Republicans. So they start something new, the Tea Party. So now you have this Tea Party who comes out and tries to polarize people and gets them all to vote Republican. And I don't know. But on the other hand, what I like about the Tea Party is that apparently they gave word to all these people who were elected last night that, you know, they're not completely what's the word I'm looking for? They gave the Republicans a warning saying, listen, we elected you, now we're going to hold you accountable. So I figured that's kind of cool. So I think the Tea Party does have a lot of, like, true grassroots movement, you know, at least maybe in its inception, but I don't know, it's probably another, you know, with people like Sarah Palin and all these people involved, I think it's, you know, more control behind the scenes. I had changed my Facebook profile last night under politics. I said my view on politics is that really it's all a big puppet show. You know, you've got a right hand and a left hand, and it doesn't matter what puppet's on the hand because it's the same puppet master. That's kind of how I feel, and I think a lot of these exit polls were for show. Because the media is still going to report what it wants to report. And the science behind the polling, it just seems completely illogical to me. I mean, I don't know enough about studying statistics and the science behind it, but, you know, my charge was initially to take surveys from every fourth voter that comes out. Now, here's the thing. You're supposed to poll voters from one district only, okay? Where I was in Wanakee, New Jersey, there were two districts voting at this polling location, and I had no way of telling, you know, what district they were voting for. So they said, no, that doesn't matter, just, you know, just treat it as if it's one. Well, that right there kind of throws off the whole science of whatever it is you're supposed to be doing. What else? They had four different versions of these little cards with, you know, questionnaires and whatnot. And, you know, every other person gets, you know, the next questionnaire that comes through. But then when you read back the information, you have to call in, you know, for all the tallies and give the answers to what everyone answered three times during the day. They don't even get to all the cards. So I don't even know if they're, you know, eventually they do collect the cards. So I had to send them in via UPS. But I don't know. It just, you know, I shouldn't bite the hand that feeds me in terms of bashing the work that I had to do. But I mean, it was definitely interesting, but I don't know, for me, I'm just saying, I don't see the science behind it, because it just seems like, you know, whatever scientific method they come up with to randomly poll people just completely gets skewed one way or the other. So who the heck knows? Who the heck knows? But I could be completely wrong, could be very scientific, and it could, you know, because it's supposed to, the exit polls are supposed to get a consensus of what, of how people are thinking, how people are voting. But, you know, it's a random sample, though. And I think you kind of need the whole total. I mean, I was noticing as I was collecting the cards, you know, one of the questions is, you know, how did you vote, you know, for the House, Republican or Democrat? And, you know, I'd count a bunch of cards where the Democrats would be way ahead and, like, you know, Republicans would be way behind. And if I stopped there, well, then that would kind of be a reflection of how people voted. But if I continued, then I'd see, well, here come a whole stack of people who voted Republican, which, you know, completely, you know, was opposite from the original estimate that I would have had. So I just don't see or don't understand the logic behind it. But oh well. Speaking of exits, something else I am doing in the process of, I responded to a call, I guess about a month ago, from my friend Sophia Eptimanitis. She is a filmmaker as well. She directed last year or so a really, really remarkable short film called Invincible Summer, which was based on her experiences in high school where she had battled cancer. And she's gearing up to do another project called What Exit, which is sort of a poke on the whole recent Jersey thing that's in, like, reality TV and whatnot. But it's, you know, it's not a reality show, but it's kind of pokes fun at those kind of characters, I think. And not sure what we're going to do with the project. Right now, the idea is to do a short film, mainly for web distribution. But she's thinking it might eventually turn into a feature film or perhaps a web series. So she was looking for somebody to help with casting. And I had thought in the past, you know, I've worked with a lot of actors before. I'm an actor myself. I've got contacts with a lot of actors. You know, I thought maybe casting might be another thing I could add to my resume of things that I do. So I decided to help her out. So we've been doing casting for a while, and we're going to be holding auditions pretty soon. Next week, I think, if I remember correctly. And it's going pretty interestingly. So I had to go and select different actors for each character that came in. It's all through email, which is pretty funny. I had done this same sort of casting call, like an open casting call, where you solicit actors to send in headshots and resumes way back in 2001, 2002, when I was trying to get a film called Ride with the Dragons off the ground. Project that I'm still very much interested and passionate about, but it's sort of in the back burner for now. I want to try to do something else and then be able to do this one on my own afterwards. But you know, for a while I had just like two drawers full of headshots and resumes, and took up a lot of space, and eventually had to throw them all out because, you know, they're already 5 years old and times have changed, and, you know, young children are now, you know, young adults, so couldn't really use them anymore. But this is interesting because now everything is pretty much done through email. People are emailing headshots and resumes. I think I got 5 or 6 headshots in the regular snail mail. So I don't know, Manny the mailman, I don't know if this cuts into your business or maybe it just lightens your load a little bit. I don't know. But it certainly makes my job easier because then I could just email the director the headshots and resumes and coordinate everything online. All right. I am back to the school now, and I'm running low on battery power, so I'm going to cut this short, and perhaps I'll talk to you later on my walk home, if I have enough battery power. See ya. Okay, 3:25 p.m., and I am walking home. Just made a post on Facebook recently saying that every day I'm reminded of why I decided not to go into teaching, full-time. And I'm grateful for such reminders. Yeah, 2 classes, but man, those 2 classes alone can knock the stuffing out of you. It's a little breezy here. I apologize if the wind is a bit too much. I'm probably not going to make this a long recording anyway. My mother posted on the Brian Jude Show Facebook page that she would like to see my episodes a bit shorter. I don't think she listens to every single one of them. The one that I did have her listen to was the one about us going to the Elton John concert. That episode was one of my longer episodes, if not my longest, excluding the non-sug bundles. But, yeah, I usually don't make them that long. Usually, they're usually around 35, 40 minutes, so I imagine this one will be about that long, maybe a little shorter. So I'm now at the corner of Passaic Street and River Drive in Garfield. And as soon as the light changes, I will cross the street and walk across the bridge over the Passaic River that will take me from Garfield into Passaic, from Bergen County into Passaic County, except I realize I am not standing where there's a crosswalk. You know what? I'm going to walk anyway. Oh, the light's still green, but there's no cars coming, so I'm just going to walk. Oh, now the light's changing. So, all right, now, walking over the bridge. Built in 1898, Bergen County Committee, Charles R. Soley, Director, C.V.B. Demarest, John Kehoe, and Theo V. Terhune. I guess they are part of the men responsible for the construction of this bridge going over the Passaic River. All right. Crossing towns, crossing counties, crossing all sorts of things. Anywho, yeah. So I don't know. I've been, of course, playing with the law of attraction and, you know, focusing on abundance and increased finances and whatnot. And I would have to say my finances have definitely been increasing. I have been working quite a bit, especially for this school in particular. The Bergen Arts and Science Charter School, where out of all the substitute jobs, this one pays the most, and they've been calling me the most. So that's a good thing. But more important than finances is, of course, lifestyle. So I think I want to focus more on the kind of lifestyle that I want and see what kind of finances that brings about. I had a pretty good lifestyle a while ago when I was making most of my money from Digital Cafe Tour a few years ago. We're in a position pretty soon to do that again. I can't spill the beans on that yet, but things are getting ever so closer. Some information about the Miracle Man. I am about ready to launch a campaign on a website called Kickstarter.com. Kickstarter.com is a place where you can, I'm in Passaic, by the way, where you can upload, or rather, put out information about a particular project and raise funds for that project for whatever you need. The Jonestown Defense, the movie that I worked on in Sarasota, Florida a year and a half ago, if you may recall, I think I put a call out. We did a Kickstarter page not too long ago for finishing funds so we can hire an editor to cut the work. I'm actually going to use Kickstarter for development funds. Funds that I need in order to help develop the project, The Miracle Man. Things that cover legal fees, casting fees, artwork. I want to have a movie poster designed, and all sorts of things. Travel expenses in case I need to fly to California and meet with studios, that kind of thing. So I realized I need some cash for that, and I figured a good way to get that started is to go on Kickstarter. And I've created the page. I have not launched it yet. I actually want to try to get some artwork up there first and perhaps do a video. But that will be coming very shortly, I should say. Just crossing railroad tracks, so I want to make sure there's no trains coming. Doesn't look like there would be, but... what else? I also have an actor in mind to play Morris Goodman. I'm not going to say who that actor is, but I've discovered that I have sort of a loose connection to this actor. You know, one of those 6 degrees of separation things. This is about a three degree separation. So I'm going to put that into motion and see what happens. And if that doesn't work, then I have a casting director who I would like to hire for that purpose. But that's really about it that I, you know, all that I have to say. Like I said, I'll let you know when the Kickstarter information is up. Don't really have much else to say. Oh, I know. I was going to say, one thing that I wanted to do, I was listening back to the last episode with the interview with my friend Jen Ponton. She said something that struck me as very interesting. She said that she learned from her manager that it's not as much as what she wants to get from the universe, but how much she wants to contribute, or something to that effect. I need to go back and listen to that again. And Jen, if you're listening to this episode, I want to ask you what you meant by that and ask you for some examples of that. So maybe I'll just have to shoot you an email there and get that answer. But I thought that's also something that's absolutely important and critical for achieving your dreams is, you know, ask not what the universe can do for you, but what can you do for the universe? Yeah, I know the things I want to do for the universe. You know, I want to be able to contribute. I want to be generous to so many people without hesitation. Be able to just help people who have helped me, and help people who have not helped me, but who are in need of help in so many ways. Find ways to invest in things that continue to generate money to help other people, that kind of thing. You know, share the wealth, so to speak. That's my intention. So, anyway, iPod's starting to run
now,
out.
I'm going to take a cue from Neil from Ireland and
interrupt myself as he often does on his show, because there is one thing I wanted to tell you about, but I didn't want to tell you this after I said goodbye, so I'm going to play my goodbye after I tell you about this one thing I need to promote. I am going to be in a staged reading next week. That was Saturday and Sunday, October 13th and 14th, with the UU Montclair Theater Group. It's at the Unitarian Universalist Congregation at Montclair in New Jersey, 67 Church Street in Montclair. And it's an original work called Talking God, which is basically a reference to a Native American tale. And it tells the story of four characters whose lives become very strangely intertwined on account of this guy, Charlie Malone. And there's a big mystery about who he is, what he is, and how he kind of manipulates those around him to do his bidding on this earth. Very, very interesting story. Written by one of our congregation members, Susan Reinhart, who is she's been a playwright for many, many years, 30 some odd years, and it's a really, really good play. It's, like I said, it's a staged reading, so we'll actually be reading the scripts, but perform it, you know, in sort of a space, you know, with a little bit of, but not too much, action. You know, there's no set per se. It's really to get you, you know, to understand what the story is. She'll be narrating some of the stage directions. But it's Saturday night, November 13th, 8 p.m. And then Sunday, November 14th at 3 p.m. Suggested donation is $5. Check it out. Hope to see you there. I now return you to your regularly scheduled Brian Jude Show. I don't want to make this episode too long. So check us out on all possible areas. BrianJudeShow.blogspot.com, The Overnight Escape Underground, OwnSug.com, and click on the little thing for Brian. And leave comments there, everywhere. iTunes, Facebook, Facebook.com/BrianJudeShow. Follow me on Twitter, Twitter.com/BrianJude. And, well, I guess my final thoughts are what I just said before about give back to the universe. Like I said, I just want to hear more about what Jen had to say about that, but that's my thought for you, is think about what you can give back to the universe. Hope all is well, and I'll catch you soon. Bye.